One or two hit the ground and scared the old mule. That mule jumped up high as I don't know what, and that mule hit you and old yawn and old yawn, and that mule throwed me about 10 foot out from me, and I hit right on my right hip, right there. And hit on a stick, a little bigger than my finger, and just cut my pants just like you take scissors and cut them. That gold will tell you that's true. There's no joke. Now, that's only the truth. Well, we were farming at them time. No other way to make a living, no other way to make bread or nothing but farm, see? Well, now, it was given to you. When you plow a mule till 12 o'clock, you tired. Oh, of course, the mule is a little tired. He ain't about tired, you know. You don't feel like walking out the field. You ride that mule. You had to break, you broke every mule or horse, you broke him to ride, see? So you jump up on that mule and ride him. Well, now, if that mule throwed you, he throwed you. If that horse throwed you, he done throwed you. But you had to break him to ride. I rode every mule I'd ever plow. And out of 60 years, of course, I done used tractor about 15 years. But then I sold my tractor when I moved out here and cultivated and everything. I wasn't going to farm. I was going to go out there and work nothing but a garden. I got a garden plowing. That's all I do my farming with. But it would tickle you to death. It wasn't no farm, no when a mule get up with it, throw you away.
Say if a child went to sleep in bed and woke up and found himself on the floor in the morning, he'd say, I guess I must have
rolled out of bed or fell out of bed.
Okay. And the things that you put on the horse's feet
would be horseshoes. Okay. I learned that 35 years ago, putting shoes on a horse's feet. I put them on. Smooth his feet up, make you fix your shoes out and set your shoes, nail them on there just like a nail on a piece of wood.
Which part of the foot?
The hoof. The hoof.
How many does a horse have?
Horse had 4 feet and you put 4 shoes on. Now sometimes you say have a saddle horse, you didn't want no shoes on the back, you just put slippers on the front. See? But sometimes you put them all the way around. But you don't run, they hardly ever put them all around. But you could put them all around. 4 shoes on all 4 of his feet.
Well, not the feet. The
you see, a horse foot is round like this. Alright? I'm going to just give a pattern like this. Round like that. Well, you take your shoe and start it here and come around here and nail. Put about 8 nails. I think 8 or 9 nails in the shoe, to each shoe. 8 or 9 nails, each shoe. And nail them on there. When they come up through the top of this hoof, you take your rasp and rasp it off just a little bit around there. Then you bend that nail down so the end of that nail won't be sticking up. If it's saddle horse, when his feet hit again him, it don't cut itself, see?
Talking about the hoof, you say the horse has, in all, the horse has four.
4 hoofs.
Did you ever see a game played with the horseshoes?
A what?
A game played with the horseshoes.
I see the regular horseshoe.
Did you ever see anybody play a game, throw the horseshoe?
No. I've heard of that. I never did get to see it. I don't know where they throw it or how they would do that or how would it be done. But I have heard of it, but I never did see it.
And what do people raise sheep for?
Sheep? Well, you got several different reasons you raise sheep. What do you look at that? Mother Tavis might be out there somewhere. I'm Tavis.
He's a hawk.
You take his a bull or something. Come in, honey, Jenny.
Oh, there's a hawk.
A buzzard. I seen him. A buzzard will take him on.